Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story out of Hartford, Connecticut, unions representing teachers and school workers are proposing a shift to all remote learning unless statewide COVID-19 protocols they are demanding are established and schools are fully staffed. The Board of Education Union Coalition is seeking more detailed reporting of COVID-19 spread in public schools, changes in responses to detected coronavirus cases, and more consistent safety standards and enforcement statewide. One of the union demands is that public schools with state assistance provide regular COVID-19 testing of students and staff to check for both symptomatic and asymptomatic cases. Unless the recommendations are followed and schools are fully staffed, the union said public schools should switch to all remote instruction after Thanksgiving through Martin Luther King Day on January 18th. This weekend, Oliver Wolcott had a presumptive case of COVID-19 because of the need for quarantine, longer wait times for tests, and more. The school has a staffing shortage now. Because of these conditions, they have moved to Phase 3, full-time distance learning for the students. That'll run through at least November 25th. At that point, they hope to return after Thanksgiving holiday. A decision will be made at the end of this week by the school. A story by Ruth Epstein in this morning's Republican American. The Salisbury Association owns a gem, and its members just completed a project to help better showcase it. The Academy Building, the brick structure that sits prominently in the center of Salisbury Village, is steeped in history and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Sarah Morrison of the Salisbury Association spearheaded the project that included new doors that would be appropriate for a mid-19th century academy. The Academy Building was built in 1833 when citizens raised $1,250 to build a private academy. Younger students sat downstairs. Older children were taught on the second floor. Later, it was converted to a public school that was used until 1929. The Goshen Fairgrounds gets a new landmark archway entrance. Agricultural Society President Scott Freyer said Society members Dan Del Monte and Rick Wedhams worked with Representatives Ram Welding of Naugatuck to attach a 2,500-pound steel archway onto concrete pillars at the main gate of the fairgrounds. The archway features Goshen Fair in gold letters and stands above a new stockade-style swinging gate that's attached to the concrete pillars. The pillars were built last spring. The gate went up during the summer. The former Catskill Game Farm, a beloved blast from Catskill's past that attracted visitors from all over the world, sold last week for just under $2 million. The 150-acre site was home to more than 2,000 animals, including the celebrated April the Giraffe from 1933 until the business closed permanently on Columbus Day, October 9, 2006, after 73 years of operation. Ben and Kathy Ballone purchased the former Catskill Game Farm in 2012, offering self-guided tours, camping, and transformed the former giraffe house into a luxurious inn. Connecticut has seen a 2.9% drop in public school enrollment, a relatively dramatic drop for a state that has seen enrollments inch downward for years. The sharpest drops have been in pre-K, leading state officials to believe COVID-19. Concerns have prompted parents to delay entry into early childhood education. There's also been a big increase in homeschooling. According to a recent state release on the decline, officials have begun collecting enrollment and attendance data monthly rather than yearly in an effort to identify patterns and apply interventions earlier. Connecticut State Education Commissioner Miguel Cardona said this approach has helped educators cut the rate of disengagement among students who have opted to attend classes exclusively online during the pandemic rather than attending classes inside school building. The state's analysis found students from groups who typically struggle to those with special needs, those learning English as second language, and those eligible for free or reduced-price meals had lower attendance this September than in September of 2019. The biggest declines in early childhood and education enrollments were seen in the state's 33 alliance districts. Those are the state's lowest performing districts, which receive additional state funding and oversight, including, among others, Waterbury, Torrington, and Naugatuck. Well, in Connecticut, if you have more than 10 people for Thanksgiving dinner, a police officer is not likely to come knocking on your door. And any out-of-state guest traveling by car needn't fret about dodging police checkpoints or roving patrols to get there. If you own a bar or restaurant, however, You better watch the state's COVID-19 rules. Households in Connecticut are being asked to voluntarily follow state-mandated gathering limits on Thanksgiving. And while 45 states are subject to Connecticut's coronavirus travel restrictions, there is an exception for visits of less than 24 hours. People flying into the state also could find it costly to get caught violating the travel advisory's reporting and quarantining requirements. A few dozen travelers and people returning home from states with high infection rates found out the hard way. They paid fines ranging from $100 to $2,000. Unlike some states, there's no coronavirus curfew in Connecticut right now. Instead, the Department of Public Health is recommending people stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. The time frame is most certainly targeted as when bar and restaurant industry, where both health officials worry close interaction in the casual atmosphere could contribute to the spread of the virus. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention agree gathering for Thanksgiving with friends and family from outside your household is a bad idea. Millions of New York residents seem intent on ignoring that advice. A recent Siena College poll showed 41% of New York residents intend on gathering in person for Thanksgiving with people they do not live with, despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and increasing infections across the state and country. A larger share, 52%, say they're not gathering in person with friends or family, while 7% said they were unsure. The results suggest a significant portion of New York's 19 million residents will flout state and federal pleas to forego multi-household Thanksgiving dinners this year, which Cuomo has warned will lead to a spike in COVID-19 infections in the weeks following the holiday. A socially distanced event to allow the town of North Canaan to unite in the kicking off the holiday season by showing your spirit. You can decorate anything that can participate in their moving parade, which will be November 29th. Lineup for the event will take place at Stop and Shop at 5:30. The parade will begin at 6 and follow the following route of travel: left onto North Elm to Route 44 and 7 North right onto 7 North to Pease Street, left onto Pease, then to Bragg, then left on West Main Street, straight onto Route 44, right on to 7S and to 99S at South Canaan Road, Gear Nursing. The Town of North Canaan holiday gift program is underway. If you haven't received your application, you can pick one up at the Town Hall or contact the Social Service Office at 860-824-7313, extension 110, and leave a message with information for one to be mailed to you. The applications are due by December 1st. Community Health and Wellness Center has a coronavirus COVID-19 testing going on 9:30 until 12 at the North Canaan Town Hall, while supplies last. For more information in the register, 860-489-0931. Kent Park and Recreation Commission on their agenda for their special meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It is a meeting where you can get that information to join in on their website. Salisbury ZBA has a meeting at 5 p.m. Then on Thursday, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station will be closed for the holiday at 7:30 in Cornwall. The Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting and agenda at 7 p.m. It is a virtual meeting. An art exhibition 12 by 12, the Falls Village Artist Edition, on display beginning at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. In Dover, the Town Board regular meeting will be held Wednesday, the 25th, 6:30 till 7:30. The traditional Thanksgiving dinner for those in need, usually held at the Pilgrim House on Granite Avenue in North Canaan, will be takeout only this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meals will be distributed directly to cars of the recipients on Thanksgiving Day in front of the Pilgrim House between noon and 2 p.m. Home delivery will be available. If you wish to make a food donation or arrange for home delivery of meals or volunteer with all the proper personal protective equipment, contact Beverly Becker at 860-824-5854 or 860-671-1892. In Great Barrington, not even COVID-19 could cancel this Thanksgiving meal. This year, the annual free community dinner at the Guthrie Center will be served takeout style to accommodate for the pandemic. Samuel's Deli and Catering in Pittsfield is still cooking up and donating the feast, as it has for more than 10 years. The Old Mill in Egremont is sending the apple crisp. It's all going into biodegradable containers and ones that separate the gravy from the dessert. According to George Lay, the center's director, so far more than 60 people have made reservations for the meal that'll be distributed on Thursday morning, and there's food enough for 150, according to Lay. To make reservations for a meal at the Guthrie Center, to pick it up, contact them at 413-528-1955. Coming up November 27th at 7 p.m., Town Hall Players in Cornwall hold their virtual viral variety show. On the 28th in Cornwall at 4:30, Cornwall reads Cornwall at the library via Zoom. An opening reception will be held Saturday, November 28th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. at Standard Space Nostalgia. Now, Standard Space will only be open to the public by appointment under pandemic COVID-19 rules, 12 to 6, Friday through Sunday. Other appointments can be arranged Monday through Thursday. You must bring your own mask. Now, the opening reception is weather permitting. Reception will be held outside from 5:30 till 8. Four individuals or one family group will be admitted to the exhibition at time. Refreshments will be served outside. Remember to please bring your mask. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off at 29,591.27, the NASDAQ at 11,880.63, and the S&P 500 at 3577.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.